Next is a letter to Dr. Thomas Eiler, copy letter Dr. Jeter regarding patient Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, last name Bent, B-E-N-T-H, date of birth is 12-17-1935. Dear Dr. Eiler and Dr. Jeter, this is two separate letters. It's a pleasure seeing patient Betty Bent in the office on 1-22-2013. As you recall, this is a 77-year-old Caucasian female nurse to see myself, service from health center on 2-28-2005 for evaluation dyspnea. At that time, she had a related lower extremity edema that was increasing as well as exertional dyspnea to the point where she was short of breath at rest. She offered related non-productive cough, orthotin, P&D, nausea, and diaphoresis. Chest x-ray consistent with just heart failure, and she was admitted to see her visit regional health center. Aggressively diuresis improvement status per. She was discharged home in stable condition and subsequently underwent coronary angiography showing single vessel non-obstructive coronary artery to 20% osteo right coronary stenosis and decision made to treat the patient medically period. Repeat echocardiogram showed improvement over cardiomyopathy. However, patient noted recurrent congestive heart failure. I don't want to be doing a cardiogram on 6-5-2008. Noted to be negative for reduced pulse ischemia period. At that time, LV systolic function noted to be markedly worse, with LV EFS made at 25-30% period. Medication were adjusted for improvement congestive heart failure period. In view of recurrent cardiomyopathy, well as congestive heart failure, as well as she was high risk for sudden cardiac death period. Repeat echocardiogram on 9-4-2008 showed severe global hypertension, LV for 15-20% with moderate severe pulmonary hypertension and moderate severe tricuspid regurgitation period. She underwent implantation of ICD period. She's been seen in case follow-up. Last follow-up on 10-23-2012 period. Last functional study was debriefing of sesquicrum on 5-11-2011, noted to be negative for induced pulse ischemia period. At that time, her LV function noted to be improved within normal limits at 50-55%, and she's also noted mild regurgitation, trivial tricuspid regurgitation period. She presents a follow-up period. She's doing well period. She's not using chest discomfort per se, shortness breath at rest, nausea and diaphoresis, nitric arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthotin, P&D, or exertional dyspnea. On physical exam, vitals as follows: heart rate of 69, respiratory 14, blood pressure 138/82, weight is 148 pounds, height is 5'1". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors noted. Period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a 2/6 systolic murmur per, no S3S for noted per, PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds per, extremely warm, dry, without cyanosis, pallid edema per, pulse were intact, times 4 extremities per, paragraph. Impressions number 1, non-obstructive coronary artery, number 2, status pulse ICD. Secondary cardiomyopathy, period, LVEF noted to be improved. Next to her mild mitral regurgitation, next to her hypertension, next to her hypothyroidism, next to her history of congestive heart failure. She's clinically stable. Period, paragraph. Recommendation 1, patient continue coma course, approved. I have reviewed my case. Patient number 2, she have an ICD interrogation today is scheduled. Next number, she followed up in 3 months prior to needing it. Next number, she had a repeat ICD interrogation in April 2013. Period, paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to persuade care of this patient. Question concerns, please don't hesitate to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William GL8, DL.